Candidates in the California recall election have only 13 more days to campaign. Tonight in Sacramento, the main contenders will take part in the 90-minute forum, which will be broadcast to a national audience. For the first time, Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger will appear on the same stage with his competitors. There's been some grousing that providing the questions in advance gives Schwarzenegger an unfair advantage because of his experience in Hollywood, memorizing lines and saying them in front of cameras. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams talked to a California pollster about current public opinion and expectations for voter turnout.
According to recent polls, more than 50% of likely voters favor recalling Governor Gray Davis. However, he has narrowed the margin in recent weeks. The polls also show Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, a Democrat, and actor Arnold Schwarzenegger, a Republican, practically in a dead heat to replace him. Mark Baldessari is director of the Public Policy Institute of California, a nonpartisan research organization. He says the last 2 weeks may have tipped political momentum in favor of Governor Gray Davis.
Between our two polls, we saw Latino voters become more in favor of keeping Davis, and independent voters, who make up 1 in 6 voters in this state, are now evenly divided. And if the movement continues to occur in the way that it has been in favor of the governor, then he survives despite the fact that he remains a highly unpopular governor. 3 out of 4 voters in our latest poll said that they disapprove of the job he's doing in office.
What do you anticipate turnout to be, given the fact that we only are 2 weeks away from Election Day?
In our polls, we're showing 92% of California voters are either very or fairly closely watching this election. So despite the fact that it's a special election, the unusual circumstances surrounding it, the historic nature, have caused many voters who don't typically go to the polls to say, we want to have our votes counted, we want to be part of this process, this history-making process.
How many people actually turned out in the general election in 2002?
Less than 8 million voters, about 50% of registered voters. That was about 1 in 4 of the eligible adults. It was the lowest turnout for a governor's election in the history of California.
And what are you anticipating this time?
Something that would be more typical of a general election, maybe 60%, based upon what people are telling us now about the level of interest.
Well, who does that benefit? A high turnout, 60% or more, mm-hmm. would benefit Davis or benefit the people who are competing to replace him?
If the higher turnout is among younger voters and independent voters who want to have their voices heard who don't typically vote in elections, then that might potentially help a candidate like an Arnold Schwarzenegger. But right now, I would have to say that the higher turnout is going to help people like Cruz Bustamante. It's going to help Gray Davis because higher turnouts typically mean more Democrats coming to the polls in this state.
Is there any ongoing effort to consolidate the Republican vote?
Well, there's always been discussion about the fact that it would make more sense to have one Republican running against one Democrat. But that seems unlikely at this stage. Senator McClintock has very strong views and different views from any of the candidates. He's a more conservative candidate. He has a very solid support and a base. He has said on a number of occasions, you know, any time that Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to get out, that's fine. My feeling is that he's a man of principles and his word, and he's in to stay to represent a more conservative Republican position. And from what we've seen in Republican primaries, it's unlikely that we're going to see any consolidation of the Republican vote.
How much money has been raised in the campaign so far, and who has the lead?
The governor is in quite a good position in terms of the money that he has going into these last 2 weeks and his ability to spend it on commercials. And I think that also Cruz Bustamante has decent amount of funds available. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think, largely depends upon how much of his own money that he will want to spend over these next 2 weeks.
Mark Baldessari is director of the Public Policy Institute of California. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.